It's Tuesday, December 25th, 2007, and you're listening to episode 84 of Fear the Boot, a show about tabletop role-playing games and a little bit more. Running time for this episode is 45 minutes. Welcome to Fear the Boot. My name is Dan.
My name is John.
My name is Luke.
My name is Adam.
And Merry Christmas to the 80 or 90% of the people listening to us
ho,
to celebrate Christmas.
Ho.
You know, I think you can just say Merry Christmas to everybody.
Yeah, Merry Christmas
to everybody.
I really
don't think anyone gets offended by being told Merry Christmas, but I'm sure I'll get an email.
Yeah, you're going to
get an email from Daniel Perez saying, step it down.
ATP, I got a happy Hanukkah from one of my fellow MUD players, and it made me feel very happy.
Yeah. I posted in the Happy Hanukkah thread, so I feel like I've done my
I have to greet and say goodbye to, like, at least 15 to 17 people a day, and occasionally I'll say, hey, Merry Christmas. Like, well, I don't celebrate Christmas. Well, what do you celebrate? Nothing. What do I wish you? Happy nothing.
Man, no. Chris Hussey did a whole bunch of the, got the chicken. Those are brilliant.
Those are great.
The best is, enjoy the weather, atheists.
Enjoy the weather. All right, since this is Christmas week, we here at Fear the Boot are giving ourselves something of a week off. And obviously, we're still recording an episode, but we are operating off of no outline.
Hi, Orlando.
Yeah, that's our new cat, by the way.
First podcast with a cat.
You know what was really funny before the podcast? Carla was like, you know, I don't think you'll have to lock him up. He doesn't really seem interested in the microphone. Yeah.
Carl's smoking crack. But
oh, now he's about to do a tap dance on the mixer board.
Uh-oh, audacity.
I think he just tried to claw the monitor.
We've had so much heavy-duty content these last few weeks. We have to decompress.
We're going to tell a couple stories and anecdotes, and there might be some gaming advice in here.
I doubt it.
But if you tune in for the hardcore advice, I'm warning you now, you might as well just...
Yeah, Tim White, just turn it off. Tim White, go ahead and turn it off.
Just stop. Because...
Find that picture of Keith Curtis in his barbershop regalia and just look at it for another hour.
That should be the new Fear the Boot logo.
More satisfied than this episode.
That is a fantastic
picture. You know, we were
picture.
Going to experiment with MP4s where you can embed pictures and videos and stuff. It's just going to be a nonstop picture of Keith Curtis in a white tux.
We need him to draw us that picture of himself so it can be animated.
I talked to Keith Curtis about...
Dude, I bet if we gave him $10 and a beer, he would draw us in barbershop quartet regalia.
All right. So let's start off our Christmas special. What Christmas special would we complete without some kind of...
Claymation.
Inappropriateness.
Some kind of problem.
Heavy-handed moral lesson.
That we have to overcome. And this week, Adam found out the true meaning of World of Warcraft.
Yes.
Hold on. Orlando's actually chewing.
We have a little saboteur.
So this week on Monday, it all started happening. This has probably been one of the worst weeks of my life. Yesterday was Wednesday, and I was in probably the climax of the awfulness, and I unplanned everything I had planned for the night, and I was like, Melina, I'm going to come home. I just want you to warm up leftovers. All I'm going to do is play World of Warcraft. I don't want to do anything productive. I don't want to talk to anybody. I just want to come home and play World of Warcraft. So I get on IM, and I'm like, hey, my brother, you play World of Warcraft with me. Let's get together tonight. And he's like, well, why don't we get together now? And I'm like, I'm at work. And he's like, says you're logged in Hellfire Peninsula. And I'm like, ah, crap, my account's being hacked. This is perfect. This is the perfect ultimate end to my day. So then I'm all morose and really bummed out.
No, morose is in Karazhan. He's the second boss.
Nice. So I get on IM and I'm like, Dan, this blows. And he's like, all right, well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to call Blizzard and I'll take care of this for you. And I'm like, hey, that really helps me out.
And of course, the kicker here is Blizzard will only talk to the account holder. So nobody tell them. But in order to do this, I, of course, have to pretend to be Adam.
Which is fine because
don't get a customer service rep that listens to Fear the Boot.
So
I'm not giving out my name.
I tell Adam, it's like, you know, go ahead and type out all your account information, like your phone numbers and addresses and all that crap that they're going to ask me. So when they start asking me to prove that I'm you, I have all the proper information.
So I line all this stuff out.
This is how identities get stolen.
just so you know. And trust me, I didn't do any of this stuff before and my identity got stolen. This wasn't the issue.
Your fake identity.
Yeah, exactly. So it comes up that they start asking questions. Like when you sign up for an account, they ask you a secret question.
Right.
And my secret question was, what is your favorite activity?
Right. So the guy on the phone says to me, he says, okay, he asked me the address, he asked me the phone number, and then he's like, okay, just so we can verify you really are the account holder, what's your secret question and the answer? And so my first response is, well, the account's been hacked. I think the guy has changed it. And he's like, no, he can't change it. So what was the answer to that? So the question was,
What's your favorite activity?
So I'm real fiercely typing on IM to Adam. Adam, what did you put down as your favorite activity?
So, of course, the first thing that pops into my mind is absolutely the first thing that would have popped into my mind 3 years ago. Masturbation. So boom! Because I am that asshat who, whenever he sees those secret questions, he's like, I am never going to need this. This is never going to come up. So I always put in the stupidest thing that I'm never going to remember. Boom, masturbation.
So I'm sitting here on the phone with a Blizzard account rep, and he's like, okay, sir, what's your favorite activity? And I'm like, masturbation. And he's like, close. There's more words to it than that.
Can't you just give it to him at that point?
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, come on, Blizzard.
Apparently not. And so I'm really fiercely typing back. I'm like, the guy says there's more to it than this. There's extra words with this.
So then I come up with like six or seven other things that could be of varying degrees of vulgarity. And I'm like, dude, I have no idea. So, come on.
So finally, I just said to the account rep, I'm like, you know what? It was several years ago. I don't remember. Is there any other way we can do this? And she's like, well, what's the first four and last four of the credit card?
Yeah, something that I maybe actually have.
So then I'm like, okay, hang on, let me get my wallet. So I put the phone down, type Adam, hey, what's the credit card number? And I was able to get his account
access.
And then
he got his credit card number stolen, and now he's missing thousands of dollars.
And now I'm spending Adam's credit card on
that. That was the intersection of poor judgment and Google email.
And I'm now spending all of Adam's money on Christmas presents.
And hookers. I called them back today, actually, and they're like, okay, well, let's kind of run through the thing about guessing your identity. I'm like, I did this yesterday. I don't know my secret question or answer, so.
We can get you in the right ballpark.
Yeah. I talked to a hot chick, too.
Oh, really?
I talked to a chick who sounded hot, so.
And she knows what you're into.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, so.
Tough to be coy with that level of reconnaissance on you.
It really wouldn't surprise me if most WoW players put that down as their favorite activity, or at least it was their favorite activity.
I don't think I did. I don't know which question I picked. It was probably like, what's your mom's maiden name or something like that. It would definitely had nothing to do with beating the meat, so.
I'm awesome.
Wow.
Come on, Luke.
You guys are animals. I can't believe this, Luke.
I've never touched that.
What?
You heard me. And awkward pause. And hey, you know what we need to talk about a little bit more? Fear the Con.
We did a whole bonus episode on that.
Yeah, well, there's more news.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead. What's your
all right. Well, thank you to all the GMs who've answered my call.
You're welcome.
We've got several. If you can finish John's blur, but you have earned the right to be in his
game. If you've read it and it's 2 weeks since I put it up, that's about average time.
It's chapter one for the novella.
Yes.
A couple chapters.
That's my NaNoWriMo project. Describing the Ner'zhul opens the dark portal into Sim Nation.
I love how
you're greeted by a blast of My Sharuno and shotguns.
Anyway, thank you to all the GMs who answered, and we still do need more. We got more players coming in every day. I'd just like to make a note for the people who are signing up. If you see a question mark next to your name, it means you're waitlisting.
That means it's time to turn in the quest and get some XP.
No. It means you're waitlisting, which means that the game is full and you're basically an alternate slot. So if you're interested in playing another game and signing up for that, it might be wise because you are obviously, if everybody shows up, not going to play in that game. I don't think the site's very thorough on that, so... Just a note, just a word, and I will be running a second slot, but by the looks of it here, because there's so much demand, and I believe Dan will be too.
Looks like I'm going to run a second slot too, because I'm already one over on the Epoch Horizon.
One
game,
over.
So.
I was five over until somebody left.
Oh. Whoa, popularity contest.
Yeah, my game is full too.
My game's not.
That's true.
So really, that's it for the con.
Well, sponsor-wise also, who have gotten to commit as sponsors? We've got prizes coming in from
WotC,
Pinnacle,
and
Blackwater USA,
CCP,
Eve CCP,
CCP/White Wolf. So yeah, we've got prizes coming
and
in.
And I haven't even really started pimping the local contacts either.
Yeah.
Weyland Yutani Corporation.
We've had some
InGen Biomedical Engineering.
We've had some listeners. Chris Engler sent us a bunch of Savage World books.
Yeah, that was cool.
So as it stands,
David Gray has also offered to put some stuff out
Cyberdyne
there.
Cyberdyne Systems.
I don't really know how to handle
that.
Yeah,
we're gonna talk about how to handle it. He wants to start some kind of GMing scholarship, which is awesome, but we gotta figure out a way to do it. So yeah.
So the point being though, man, we got a ton of prizes to give away at this thing. So if you show up, chances are, I mean, we'll make it worth your while. And if not, that's fine. We'll just beef up our gaming libraries a little bit. So.
And we'll have beer, so you might as well show up anyway.
Yeah. I hate to say I don't drink the whole keg. So
Luke will make it worth your while.
Yeah, I'll make it worth your while. I'll do something. I'll stand on my head or dance or do my one move. I can do my hand move that nobody else can
he
do.
He does have this wave moves, hand dude. Move that...
You got the robot down.
I can make a fart noise with my hand and tune to many a Christmas song.
It was funny because Melina and I were talking about the masquerade, and Sean, who's a DJ, was going to mix it, but he's running a game in the third slot, and Melina's like, oh, well, I don't know how we're going to do the masquerade without music. And I was talking to Luke about it, and Luke's like, dude, I'll just put that on a sexy beat. Don't worry about it. I'm like, aren't you running a game? And he's like, dude, it doesn't matter. I'll put that on a sexy beat while I'm running a game.
It just enhances my game. My suit is so tight. It's going to be great.
The Heroes of History game was greatly enhanced by the 1987 Summer Lovin' mixtape that you put on.
Dude, that soundtrack
was
phenomenal. And I loved how they just repeated it for the first 5 hours of that con. That was the best part. It's like all my favorite songs over and over again. Well, we dominate history. It was great. What the hell was that?
That was me trying to say unanimity and destroying myself. But anyway, unanimity in musical taste is something I think the gaming culture has really lost. You used to be able to count on Rush and Pink Floyd and all that sort of thing.
I don't know who
Rush is. What are you going to do?
That's the Gus Sterling guy. It sounds like a little girl.
That's Geddy Lee. Oh. Thank you.
Don't you dare make fun of Geddy. Hey, Canadians, write Dan an angry email. Geddy's one of your national heroes.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, he's Canadian, not Australian?
All the Rush people are Canadian.
Oh, my bad. I will take back that one part then. I apologize about the misnationality.
Apologized.
Again.
And one more thing about Fear the Con.
Not that number up to 72.
I have confirmation that Jake is going to run... Skies of Glass.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. Someone who is not affiliated directly with the show running Skies of Glass.
Oh, sure he is.
Well, I mean, he's on the forums and such, but I mean, he's not.
He didn't write it or edit it.
Yeah, he didn't write it or edit it. Right. Yeah.
So I've yet to get feedback from after sending him the document. So I'm waiting for, dude, I can't run this. This sucks. Sorry, guys.
Give him credit. It's a cheap way to get early releases of the rules we're working on.
I did promise it to him.
So if that was his plan, it was a clever one. If that's not his plan, then just go ahead and say it is so you sound clever.
You know what pleases me most looking over the gaming schedule? Because as administrator, I can see who's in everybody's game. I looked at Sean's White Wolf game, who have talked up, and rightly so. Everybody who can should join.
Blah, blah, blah.
You know who's in there?
Who?
Phil. in a horror mystery intense game. It's going to be Phil. It's going to be great. How is Sean going to keep him from killing
Phil? I want to sign up with Phil's StarCraft Land.
I may observe that game.
That's going to be, if I weren't running it, I would just watch that because that is going to be gold.
That's not a game. That's science.
That's going to be a slaughter.
I have my slot in my game in slot 2 because I'm going to be imbibing through slot 3, but I'll certainly whip by for the Phil table.
Imagine a great classic horror computer game. I say the 11th hour, the 7th guest, but you're playing Duke Nukem. That's how I see Phil in this game.
Duke Nukem Forever trailer hit.
It did. It's the classic vaporware classic is up now.
Classic vaporware classic.
Department of Redundancy.
Dude, StarCraft Ghost. It's coming out. All right. At the same time.
Along with the Warcraft Adventures. It's also
yes.
coming out. You'll get to see Thrall in his early years.
When he was animated.
Hey guys, I'm an orc.
He's an Orgrimmar, dude. You can just go see him now.
No, he was in an internment camp making profound social commentary on
he looked like a gummy bear. He looked like that toady off of Gummy Bears in the animation for that.
No, I'm totally not following you.
Yes, you are. You're watch done. Gummy Bears hardcore.
What were you going to say, Dan?
Luke,
I was going to say that since this is our Christmas episode, thank you, John, for bringing
You're
up
welcome.
Jesus. That's a good start. But I would say since this is our Christmas episode, that there's two things I wanted to talk about. One is we have talked about before on this podcast, and I've had people disagree with us.
Oh, but, surprise, surprise.
And then we've dismissed them.
Yeah.
You're all wrong.
December as the game killer.
December is the game killer.
I will not December. December is the game killer. December is the little death that brings total game obliteration.
Wow, Flaming Penguins just gooed his pants.
Arrakis would have, but he's gone.
It's like taking a tall ship from the 1700s into a hurricane. If your game
broadsiding it with a bunch of broadsides that are broad
sided. And if you enter into the hurricane of December with a game and you come out the other side with a game that is still afloat, you have done a Herculean feat.
This is all, you know what? You're absolutely right. And the thing is I thought I was going to avoid this, but not only have I been having like these weird ass headaches that keep me from running a game because I cannot concentrate on anything for more than 10 minutes without wanting to kill myself, but my gaming night is on Monday, which is Christmas Eve and then New Year's Eve. No one wants a game on either of those days.
Right. Actually, I did spend a New Year's Eve.
Whoa, slow down your drinking.
All right. I did spend a New Year's Eve. Before I was married, I committed to gaming one time. Like, hey, let's just talk about a game. I don't want to go out to the crowds anymore.
I spent the turn of the millennia gaming. I ran second edition Dungeons & Dragons in my mom's basement.
We played Tested Castle and Crusades, and then everybody was mad at me because it was in the earliest form. It was terrible. And then it's better now, but it started off really bad.
I think I spent the turn of the millennia with my wife.
Every single person at this table, every game I'm aware of that we are involved in, has died this month.
My game is so shallow,
it cannot die.
The game I'm in is on hold currently for this week, and then it's going to start up again next
The thing
week,
that I so. Hate the most about running college games happened at the end of mine, and that
the semester ended?
Someone broke up with someone else.
Oh!
And that was it.
Is this the second time in a row?
Yep.
Oh.
Well, the first time I was involved, so that sucked a little harder. This time it was just other people, so who cares?
Tell you what, though, on the flip side, I used to look forward to December when I was in college because could go
this
home on a long break and see all my old gaming buddies, and we'd run classic holiday games. We'd take all our old characters and play another adventure with them. We'd do, you know, it was always a lot of fun because it was all the classics.
You know what? Maybe that's like a solution, nerdy, Luke. Maybe that's a solution. You just write off the entire month and then do just like one shot fun things for the entire month.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Has anyone here ever run a specific Christmas theme game?
No.
I ran a Star
holiday theme game.
I ran a Star Wars game at Christmas that involved an ice planet, but I don't think that really
Did you
counts.
Run the Star Wars Christmas special, the tabletop game?
If only that
For
existed.
Life Day on Kashyyyk?
Hey, introducing Boba Fett. No one knows this guy. Just pretend you don't know him. Seriously.
Have you heard Christmas in the Stars by Anthony Daniels as C-3PO?
No.
Oh my God. We got to find it and link it. It's terrible. It'll ruin Star Wars 2 forever.
It'll ruin Star Wars
3. You're going to have to send me a link on that one. I didn't even remember.
You will cry.
Okay.
You will cry.
If that link's not in the show notes, because John did not send it to me, so...
I don't even know where it is, but I'll find it.
I'm making a note here.
I'll find it, and I'll cast it back into fire from which it came.
Nerdy things are so hard to find on the internet, because nerds don't run it.
Yeah, they have nothing to do with that.
I have never run a holiday-themed game. I have, however, run games on the holidays. Back during my angsty, rebellious teenage years...
Screw the holidays, man.
Yeah, I wasn't participating in the holidays, and at the time... Most of the friends I had either were also on the out with their families or came from broken homes.
I'm just picturing you in a denim jacket with your collar up going, no way, man, I'm not celebrating and walking out.
Choctaw hair flowing.
Choctaw.
Cherokee people.
He's all brooding and blowing in the wind of the rebel walking down the street.
What game are you playing? What have you got?
Whatever you got, I'm not playing. I'm indie.
But
it's like a mixture of first and second editions. If you can't handle it, you get out.
Dogs in the vineyard for me. Nothing else. And anyway, it wasn't holiday themed, but I do remember us spending Christmas down in the basement gaming all day and then coming up and occasionally making obscene comments and going right back downstairs.
That's my Christmas.
Like 365 days a year of my life.
I will say that these holiday games for me, well, not holiday themed, of course, but they did also produce some bad games, such as the Dragon Mountain game that became with the Asbestos White Dragon we talked about before, where I couldn't use magic. That's where that came from.
There was a white dragon in Dragon Mountain?
Council of Worms I'm thinking of, where you're playing a dragon.
That bitch was rich.
We told that story a while back. Oh, now you've spoiled the game with so
many listeners. I called Inferna a B-word.
The funny thing, there isn't any statute.
Inferna, if you're listening, that's John at feartheboot.com.
There's really no statute of limitations.
Inferna.
I don't edit out bitches.
No, don't you?
No.
Bitch. John G, 164.
There is no statute of limitation. Wow.
John G, 164.
I just got my LSAT.
It sounds like a scripture passage.
Oh my God, it is. What is John 16:4? Get your Bible out.
All right, I'll look up John 16:4 while you guys keep going.
All right. Anyway, Adam, you were saying?
I was saying.
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
For the 10th time, the listeners don't think I'm doing a rap here. What was I talking about?
I don't know if I got to do that. I don't know. Boom, boom, Luke, go.
The statute limitations.
Are you going anywhere with
that? The statute limitations on adventures, there is none. You can't spoil adventures from 1979.
All right, John, hold on. What is Luke's, what's John's score? John
16-4. I have told you this so that when the time comes, you will remember that I warned you. I did not tell you this at first because I was with you.
See, that's
this is an ill portent.
I told you to warn you that was John G. Not when I was with you, because you had to find out. That's what this is all about. It's written.
Man, I love doing this podcast. You know, when we were sitting around beforehand and we're like, oh, man, we're going to have to talk about something. And it's the middle of December. Dude, this is the podcast killer. Let's just roll with it.
It's a podcast killer. We survived last December. It's a game killer, not a podcast killer.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm new. This is my first December in the group here. So,
well, yeah, unless we're giving ourselves some time
this
off.
Is Luke,
the stress
December.
Of having you here is hard enough.
It's just
wait
really
till
rough.
We do the new year.
I'm like an anchor.
I think we do need to clean off the dry erase board because we have things written up there like pee pants and sleazy tiger.
Sleepy tiger.
Oh, sleepy tiger.
You haven't released an episode yet, so nobody knows what you're talking about.
That says cat ghost. I thought it was another word that started with C and ended in C.
It
was
kind of short.
It says
centennial ghost. Again, Bedtime Stories 2, which hasn't been released.
All right, we will release Bedtime since this episode is just us having fun. We will also release Fear the Boot Bedtime Stories 2 this week either. Well, we'll do it right after the episode, since I just now announced
this
that.
This is Merry Christmas. I see Command and Conquer 3.
I cannot. Seriously, the number of games I've had that have survived a December is like none.
I haven't seen you have a game to survive a month that was actually played.
Well, that's been lately. And see, this reflects poorly on my GMing, because my strength as a GM is in the plot.
Oh, I'm Dan. I'm a good GM.
I'm the best GM in the world. Dan grade F. F plus.
Well, I may be no Sean, but I think I can hold my own there.
You do have longer hair than he does.
So,
but no beard.
I think your strength is probably in the long game.
Yeah, exactly.
Which we haven't gotten to.
Exactly.
So,
that's my
we dwarves are wasted on cross country.
Very dangerous over short distances.
My strength as a game master is in the complex plots over long game. That's my best ability as a GM. And the problem we've had lately is that between people being bitchy with each other and schedules being bitchy with people and...
I'm never bitchy. I don't know what you're talking
people
about.
People bitching about schedules being bitchy.
Actually, I've been really bitchy this last month. That's because I've had a headache for 37 goddamn days.
I think the most I've been able to get a game to last lately has been about two or three sittings. And they're not typically a very good two
or three
sittings.
You know, my average is better than yours right now.
Yeah,
you got to work on that.
I just left.
Yeah, you
my RBI average is
I actually
awesome.
Timed up well. You canceled the game and I left. When it was going to be, I left and you canceled the game. So you announced it just in time.
I know, I gave
like,
you...
Like, we're not playing. Okay, I got another invite. I'm going to go here.
I gave you an excuse to be an exclusivist jerk.
Isn't it better that we play in different games so we have more stories to tell?
No.
That's right up there with, I want you to bring home your best friend because she reminds me of you.
Yeah. I use that line. Well, you know, number one
is respect.
I respect her in the bed.
I got so much respect last night.
I got so much respect for you, I'm going to violate you.
Number eight is number two. Number one is host.
You should probably explain what you're talking about.
So the top 10 aphrodisiacs?
Yeah.
Number one is respect. Number eight is alcohol.
I think
not really sure how the disconnect between those two happened.
I'm pretty sure you're mistaking the noun respect for the song respect. Because the song respect is a huge aphrodisiac.
Find out what it means to
Aretha Franklin? Huge aphrodisiac.
Aphrodisiac.
She's an aphrodisiac.
And Aretha even sounds like Aretha.
Nice.
Shut up, Mr.
That
UTI.
That dinosaur in the Blues Brothers? Oh, yeah.
The diner scene was hot.
That was awesome.
What?
And the Blues Brothers? Come on.
I'm gonna put this on the table, and I know I'm going to get emails about this. I've never seen the Blues Brothers.
You haven't watched Tron. You haven't seen the Blues Brothers. You need to see the Blues Brothers.
I have difficulty relating to things that are older than I am.
The Blues Brothers is completely timeless.
Just tossing it out on the table.
And it was released in, what, 85?
Okay, add that to my movies that I need to watch. You need to watch Lebowski and that.
I have already claimed the first movie night, so you are not.
I don't do movie nights. I can't sit through more than one anymore.
Bitch, man.
Man, you are a vagina.
Just imagine my extended edition Lord of the Rings.
My huge ass gets tired, okay? What can I say?
You have to grease yourself into the chair.
I'll get like a pie for you or something.
It's not that I'm hungry. It's my ass gets tired just sitting there. I got
My suit is so tight.
My suit is so tight. The Juggernaut's rated F. Ben Rados.
Unicron. Superstar.
Do you know what?
You know, my freshman year of high school, I was actually in Jesus Christ Superstar.
It's one of my favorite musicals. I love that. I've seen it live.
We might go somewhere with that, so go ahead and start that up again.
We just started that up. Why'd you stop us?
Jesus Christ. Just go, because I can cut out this middle part.
Okay. I had no idea with that.
What the hell?
That's more funny than where anything we could have done.
Actually, oh, I'll probably then, yeah, okay. All right.
Dear Caiaphas, you know why we are here.
Nesundorma. Nesundorma.
I'm just going to sing opera. This is going to be a new podcast.
Fear the Opera.
John G's Night at the Opera House, featuring the spirit of Pavarotti.
He looks like John Rhys Davies.
Yes, he does.
He does.
That was the best gag in a Sliders episode. They had a picture of all four Sliders, and they're like, is this the ghost of Pavarotti? And the professor's like, what?
There was never a good Sliders episode, just like there's never a good Dragon Ball Z episode.
Dude, are we going to have this conversation?
We are now. We're doing it right now.
First off, the first season of Sliders was pretty good. You kind of have to get past that like mid-90s camp.
Let's get the token black guy by having this portal flash into the streets.
Dude, he's the crying man. He's the crying man. He can cry out of both eyes individually.
I don't care.
His license plate is crying, man.
Rembrandt. Rembrandt Brown. It's dude, like not even... Brown, but he's actually brown.
Do not even challenge me on this. And Dragon Ball Z, how many episodes of Dragon Ball Z have you watched?
I don't know. All of them are like,
No.
I can't.
You're talking
apart.
To somebody who's watched over 300
some
episodes
are like,
of Dragon Ball Z.
His power level's too high.
It's over 9,000!
They're making a live-action Dragon Ball
Z. I can't
Z
wait,
movie.
Man. I love Dragon Ball Z.
No, I don't know.
They made a live-action Dragon Ball with when Goku was young.
They're making a live-action Dragon Ball Z movie. I found out they made a live-action Dead or Alive movie, and I looked up Christy, and she's not nearly as hot as she's in the video game. That greatly disappointed
that's got,
me.
That's got What's-Her-Face from, who's on My Name is Earl, and she was talking about how respectful the character was, like, in this movie. It's like, oh, yeah, my character's a strong woman, and she's really, really assert herself, and it's really good. It's a good role model. It's like, you're in a DOA movie. No, that's not true. Yeah. What's the jiggle factor on that?
Everyone imitate you.
I hate to break it to you, but you're in the female equivalent of a blaxploitation film. It's not exactly.
I tell you, one of these days, Black in the USSR is becoming a reality.
Now, if we could get a Mortal Kombat versus DOA movie, then we're on versus Soul Calibur, like a three-way. That'd be hot.
You know, you could probably write a fanfic or just look at
hell.
The
I'm running that at Fear the Con.
There you go.
You'd have to pick Dumbledore out of there, though.
Could have the gay apocalypse. Dumbledore would rule the day.
Oh, I was reading that Something Awful's Second Life Safari when they come across Dumbledore in the sexual Hogwarts. Yeah. That's just good times.
Sexual Hogwarts? That sounds like something I would avoid at all costs.
That's what Dan had this week.
I don't know, man. How long till Hermione's 18? Frankly, Luna Lovegood is a better side of bad, too.
So who here played Magic?
I did.
You did?
Yesterday. Dan?
I'm not going to admit it, but
2 hours ago.
I played Magic briefly. I had a couple decks.
I didn't inhale.
I was a one-trick pony. I had the whatever sunglasses, and everyone I played...
Urza's glasses.
And everyone that I played against used whatever kind
I'm sure you had the Zurin Orb, too. It was 1996. All the kids were doing it.
Well, no. I only had a couple decks, but it was whatever magic type those glasses destroys, that's what everyone I played against used. And so I put down that one card and they couldn't play anymore because their lands were all useless.
Well, you know, I echoed Scheherazade one time in like 98 and that game is still going on.
The voices are coming out of your mouth and I do not know what they mean.
If you echo Scheherazade, you create an infinite loop within the rules of magic that makes you replay a game over and over and over again. So the game has never ended.
Why would I do that?
Because you're a dick.
So here's my experience. I'm in high school. I'm in a small town in the middle of nowhere. I've heard about the internet's new for you young people. You won't understand this, that the internet was new.
I understand.
And here, and it was like,
I don't.
I kept hearing about this.
I have purchased internet by the hour.
Yeah.
I purchased a mud by the hour.
I got you both.
So it was like, okay, I keep hearing about this magic thing, so I should go look that up. But in my town, we have no gaming store. We have nothing because it's a town of 4,000 people in the middle of nowhere. But at the grocery store, they have the Do List, which had just been released. The magic thing.
Propaganda magazine.
Yeah. So I ended up. I ended up reading the Duelist. I'm like, this game looks phenomenal. Where can I find this? I didn't find it until I went to go scout my college. I bought like 3 starter decks, and then all my friends played with that. It was like us. Like, this is the best game ever.
You just
and
played then, with a regular 60-card deck with like 5 of each land.
Yeah, well, the thing
and
is,
random
we,
cards.
Like, we never could do anything. It's like, we don't have enough land yet. Let's do another draw.
I was there.
And then it's like, then we learned there were boosters. Like, oh, well, this game gets expensive then. We should just play with what we got.
You won't find land in the boosters.
No.
No, we didn't. That made the problem worse.
No, we didn't. That was in the era of, the first Ice Age. Alliances was the first thing I was in on.
Oh, sure.
Alliances, and then...
Arabian Nights, perhaps?
No, not that early.
Tempest?
Mirage? Mirage and Visions and 5th Edition were all right when I played, and Run Around
Man,
Weatherlight.
Man, you guys are dorks.
Weatherlight was when I was, like, done, and I bought maybe 10 booster packs.
Oh, the Weatherlight
packs
saga
ever.
Was lame.
Yeah, well, I bought 10 booster packs
Sweet
ever.
Goblin
I never got into it. When I got to college, I'm like, I found tons of other people playing Magic. I'm like, oh, look what I got. And, you know, they're like Mr. Suitcase of everything ever released. I'm like, I have 4 packs.
You talk like a girl with this nonstop rapid fire speech. I said it.
I'm going to pin your ass right in here. What's rapid fire? I'm doing this so you can't edit it. That's the whole
I know
point.
You are. That's why I hate you.
I'm like a broken record.
I got it the third time.
Thank you.
No problem.
So that was my random interjection about magic. Onwards to Mage Knight.
No, we are not traveling chronologically in the phase.
Oh, dude, I have a ton of Mage Knight. I have a ton of it.
I never played it once.
But I sure did buy a lot of miniatures.
Oh, I got a lot
cheap.
Of Mage Knight.
I saw that stupid crap for what it was.
I was like, hey, eBay.
Let me go buy some magic boosters.
I still have Mage Knight.
The game's been discontinued. I can buy 200 miniatures for $10.
You know,
man, I have a huge box.
I just realized, historically speaking.
Unicron?
That too.
Chucked off.
But I just realized that the internet is something like a woman. That going back throughout my life, at first, I had to pay for her by the hour. Now I have her all the time for a flat fee.
Yeah, but the flat fee has gone up.
As has her bandwidth.
Wow.
Damn, I love Unicron.
I got nothing to follow that up with.
All right, since it's Christmas time, let's start working on some wish lists here.
A pony.
We haven't done a favorites list in a while, so let's do 2. Favorite?
Unicron.
Okay.
That's my favorite.
Done. Thank you guys for tuning in. No. favorite sci-fi chick has to be movie or television. No, like, nothing comic books or video games or whatever.
All right.
Does Smallville count as sci-fi?
Yeah, it counts.
It counts.
Then let me go ahead and toss out Allison Mack.
Good old Gummy.
Good
Gummy.
Old Gummy.
Gummy and whatever.
You know what the weird thing is she's such a side character, and interestingly enough, DC actually picked her up as a main character. Or
really,
yeah,
The Adventures of Gummy.
They wrote her into the canon of Superman.
If you have a heart, then Gummy's a friend.
And she's actually hotter than Lois Lane, which is cool.
Yeah, I have no idea you're talking about. I'm going to watch Smallville. So.
Seriously? It's the blonde. I tell you what. All right.
The funny thing is that you accused Luke of being a woman.
I know. I did.
Am I your hottest sci-fi woman?
Yeah, you are my hottest life. Look at that rack.
I know. I got man boobs. It's awesome.
All right. Well, somebody else go.
It's a good day every day. I got a tie, I think.
A tie?
No, you got to pick one.
That's weak as hell.
Oh, come on.
Got to pick one.
My name is Luke. I'm lame. Woo!
What's your favorite toy? I can't pick one.
We're not doing favorite chicks in Utah. You got to pick one.
Oh, fine. Then I got to say Kaylee from Serenity. Not Serenity. Sorry, from Firefly. Serenity, she was too skinny.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you.
Firefly, she was good.
If Smallville wasn't going to be a sci-fi show, I would have said Jewel State.
First runner-up, Elijah Dusku, Faith from Buffy.
What?
Yeah. First runner-up.
All right, fine.
Buffy.
I can never keep Elijah or whatever Dusku and Charisma Carpenter, whatever her name was. I can never keep the two of them separate.
Well,
what about what's her face?
Which one's
what
which?
Is her sister's name?
Willow?
Wisdom?
Allison Hannigan?
Allison Hannigan's all right, but she's no Elijah Dusku.
Allison Hannigan's hot.
Oh, I'd hit that like a truck.
Yeah.
Speaking of things I hit like a truck, mine is number 6/Caprica.
Trisha Helfer.
Yes.
Her spine will glow with John.
Burning red eyes and her goop
bed pod thing. It all does it for me.
I'm surprised you didn't pick the hybrid, because that's hot.
No, the hybrid is hot. Not, the hybrid can't run away. But health is hotter, and since we're in fantasy land at this moment, I might as well just go for the
What about number six and the hybrid?
Okay. Number six.
All right. Come on now.
That's not fair. A little dash of boomer.
Maybe
Xena for dessert.
This is it's a Battlestar.
No. This, first of all, was not supposed to be an orgy, and secondly, Xena, Lucy Lawless in a Battlestar. Whenever they show her hands, it destroys it for me.
It's her hands.
She has manly hands.
No, it's not even that. There's like all these like veins and stuff all over her hands.
Well, she's old.
She's like
45.
That's not old. Grandma. She's a robot.
She has like grandma hands.
They designed her poorly.
All right, Dan.
All right, I would have to go with Christiana Loken.
Oh, yeah.
From the Terminator?
Yeah, Terminator 3.
Oh, she's hot.
I like your car.
Too. She was a nude. She was on her nude calendar with her family too. Like I saw. She was on an interview on some late night show, and she was talking about how she's like her family's really very, you know, new agey and what have you. And they would sell a nude calendar each year of like the women and whatnot. This could be completely messed up. It's been years, but
what's completely
it
messed
sounds
up?
Sounds like it.
Yeah, it's completely messed up.
I seem to remember.
When you do a nude family calendar, that's completely messed up.
Well, it's not like Brother Timmy's in there with Cousin Wilbur.
No, that's...
All right. Yeah, if my parents handed me a calendar with my sister's naked in it, I mean, this would... that's...
Probably your sister cousin.
Sister cousin.
Yeah. You could just all show your backs to the camera and they know it hurt.
Hey, it's Aunt Mom.
That was a long hair joke.
All right. Let's move on to this next one.
That's just plain messed up. All right. We're going to now move to video game chick.
I can't go first. I'm still trying to decide.
I can tell you my least favorite video game chick.
I bet I know who you're going to say.
Alex from Half-Life 2.
No, she's bad. Too.
Stop talking to me, Alex. Stop it. Man. Stop bothering me and nagging me.
The doctor said we got to get busy.
We got to move, quiet guy. Come on. This is the gravity gun. Play fetch with dog.
No,
I don't want to play fetch with dog.
Points. Gravity displacement.
That's actually tied with Cortana, who's the worst nagging wife backseat driver ever from Halo.
Okay, if we're going to most annoying, least favorite. Hands down, no debate, Shalinda from Final Fantasy X and X-2.
Close.
Yeah. Every Navi. Time she opens her mouth, I want to die.
X, I don't remember who she
Navi.
Was.
Legend of
hey,
Zelda.
Listen.
Ocarina of Time. Hey! 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 Listen! No!
That's one of the reasons I hated every Zelda since it's gone 3D.
No, start with me. Ocarina of Time was
really no. The past and it is weak.
Such a big old mouth vagina.
Twilight Princess, what's her name?
I don't remember.
I can't think of her name. Midna. Yeah. Ooh. She rocks.
She had her tooth going on.
She rocks. She did rock. I hated her at the start of the game.
She was going to be one of my top three hottest chicks.
At the start of the game, I could not stand Midna. But by about halfway through the game, there's this point where she just clicked, and I just adored Midna. I want a plush Midna. They'll just put next to the unicorn.
All right, plush John.
Are we doing girls we hate or ones
we... Girls we hate. We'll go to the girls we hate.
Finish that list out.
Annoying video game girls.
You know it'd be a close second for me.
Oh, man, I hate Yuna.
Her and her.
She had the one good line in the entire game.
No. I got it. I found it. Rinoa has no character whatsoever.
Oh, that chick was so awful.
She was just like
Final Fantasy.
Yeah, it's Final Fantasy 8.
Yeah, I don't play Final Fantasy.
The thing that bugged me about Yuna was she had no character and she had the William Shatner thing going on with punctuation all the time that really got
ellipsis is dramatic. We did it with Cloud. It worked.
One good line.
Dot, 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 dot.
The rest of it was awful. It was like, shut up.
I think now that we're done with our explicit negative misogyny, we can move on to our positive misogyny, in which we objectify the entirety of that.
Dude, I got mine.
All right.
The Monkey Island series.
Oh, yeah, that chick.
Governor Elaine Marley. One of the reasons I married Melina was because she reminded me of Elaine Marley. Just tossing it out there.
Shodan from System Shock 2. I love a good...
Ooh, look at you.
Cybernetic Bill. I'm just kidding. She's not hot. She's going to kill me. It's a tough choice. I'd probably go with Celeste from Final Fantasy VI. I like
for a 16-bit sprite, she was hot.
She was, and she could sing a good opera. She could. She's a smart chick. She'll outthink it. She can use magic before most people
can. She
can
use the rune blade thing and, like, stop spells.
Yep. That's pretty good. I need that. I need that. Yeah. And I think my wife can do that.
Oh! I think you can buy things. Well, never mind. I'm going to go with Yuffie, just because I haven't given up on the Archon Yuffie girl.
Wait, is Yoshi a girl?
I looked for her this time around. She wasn't there. No, but not.
You know what? The Archon Yuffie girl?
Yeah.
I've talked to her.
I know. I know her name's Lisa. I know you know. I don't care. I'll find you.
I'll find that. You know what? I'll set it up.
Wait. Is Slippy from Star Fox a girl?
No, nope.
So
Slippy.
I'm going to change my answer.
Oh, it's Slippy.
I'm going to change my answer if it's a girl. I can't tell.
Oh, get this guy on me!
I told him right now with the... Best, one of the best penny arcades ever.
All right, Dan. Bust it out.
All right. This is a tough one for me. So I'll tell you right now. I've got a couple times at the top.
Uh-oh, I know where this is going.
I think, though, actually, I'm going to have to go with the one I just mentioned. I'm going to go with Christy from DOA. My close seconds and thirds would be Riku and
go.
Tifa.
Yeah.
In reverse order. Tifa's a very close number two. I mean, this would not be...
She's packing, but she could beat me up.
If this was...
She got the big artillery.
If this was the Rose Ceremony, this would not be easy.
She's got artillery that can cross the English Channel.
And do 9999 damage.
Yes. If I've got a runner-up, it's got to be my version of Commander Shepard from Mass Effect, because I made a really hot chick, so I could get to the hot lesbian alien action.
Commander Shepard kind of sounds like a gay's name.
I just turned... What?
Commander Shepard.
You can change gender.
So
Commander Shepard was actually the name of the general in the original Command & Conquer when you played the GDI side.
Boom! I played a red-haired, green-eyed, bad-ass,
hot chicks
in
video games. Do you remember the reporter at the end of Command & Conquer 1? No.
No.
Hey,
no.
Speaking of reporters, what about April O'Neil? Huh?
Oh. Oh,
yellow jumpsuit? Yeah. That's an easy to get off. Pop,
and you know what?
You're out.
You know what? She's not going to look down on you either. I mean, she hangs out with turtles.
In the sewer, no less.
You're in, man.
There's not much competition there.
Yeah,
just Casey Jones. And, man, just stick around.
That chick's not high maintenance.
Yeah, just get out of there before Mr. Hockey Stick comes back.
The
original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie was so bad.
So
it was
good.
Great.
I'm Casey Jones. I'm eating an apple with turtles. I don't know.
I got nowhere to go with this.
Rat.
Let's just end this because I'm tired.
Where were we at?
43?
Like 38. I don't care.
I don't care either. This is like a half episode.
Yeah.
No kidding, man. It's like, God, I want a goddamn vacation.
This should be a long enough episode to get you to your in-laws' house for Christmas.
Yeah,
you know what?
Yeah.
Keith Curtis. I was on I Am with Keith Curtis last night, and he said something to me. So I sent him the link to my blog, and he's like, dude, you need a vacation. Well, guess what, Keith? Here it is. Let's go. Come on. Bring it in.
So
grab a knee.
Are we playing football now?
Hey.
Everybody take a knee.
All right, man. This is Fear the Boot. I'm Lou Holt. We're going to get out there. We're going to kick your ass. You're the underdogs, but we're going to take over the charts. We're going to win the RPG podcast. We're going to go to Wizards. We're going to throw some dog poop on the doorstep. We're going to light it on fire. Let's go.
Yeah, we're playing football. That's why grabbed your ass.
So we are going to, right after this episode, at some point, I will release Fear the Boot Bedtime Stories 2 as a little added bonus. And next week, we will be back with a more standard episode.
Real episode.
Our Christmas gift to ourselves is we're taking it easy this week. So,
man,
you know,
maybe we should sing.
We'll have a real episode next week. No, we won't sing. Keith Curtis will sing Barbershop Quartet.
Oh, stop sucking up to the guest host. Everybody, stop sucking up.
Hi,
no.
Joe.
If there's anybody that sings Barbershop Quartet, you are a winner in my book.
You know what's really funny?
Whether you've been on the show or not, you are a winner in
my book. Speaking of which, we need to look up Da Vinci's Notebook, Enormous Penis, after we're done with this. You will enjoy it. It's a very short song.
What?
Great.
You know what's really funny? Joe last week when we started recording the episode was like, blah, 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 blah. Hey, Adam. And I was like, oh, good catch. And then he made a cougar joke this week. And he's like,
that.
Adam, cougars. And I'm like, dude, you were batting
natural
a thousand.
One.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot less feedback about you guys getting mixed up anymore. Probably because John's not here as much as he used to be.
And when, you both.
And when you're not here, Adam doesn't hold back.
Well,
apparently.
All right.
I've missed like two episodes of the last 10.
That's because
eat me. I've had finals.
Yeah, say John had finals in the LSAT course.
Excuse.
And with Tex was actually going to be on tonight. It's my fault. I used the vacuum cleaner to destroy some of the headsets. So
hey, I brought my headsets over.
We couldn't hear them on Skype. Well, yeah, but.
What did I say if we picked them up? If you don't have another pair, though, why are we going to get Adams? It won't make a difference.
Well, because I thought I had another pair at home. So.
Oh,
all
I know.
Right. Anyway, thank you guys for tuning in, and we will catch you next week.
See ya.
Bye.
This has been a production of Fear the Boot, copyright 2007, fully owned by its host. Our theme song was written and performed by Tim White. Listeners are free to use the show in any non-commercial endeavor, as long as credit is provided to feartheboot.com. You can find previous episodes and other resources at feartheboot.com.